sweet success. In 2007, Emily Vera lost both her vision and hearing due to a degenerative condition called Usher syndrome. The Department of Rehabilitation referred her to the Earl Baum Center. She was excited to learn that she could take classes such as cooking and Braille right near her home. Emily has lived in Santa Rosa for the past 7 years and has many relatives here. She graduated from the College of the Redwoods with plans to become an administrative assistant. Now she hopes to find work translating menus into Braille for Santa Rosa restaurants. This goal led her to want to hone her Braille skills at EBC. I usually depend on tactile communication, hand-on-hand, when I'm speaking with someone in person, Emily explained. She enlists the assistance of sign language interpreters, but I use Braille to communicate with others by text and email and to do internet research. Emily uses adaptive technology, an iPhone with a refreshable Braille display, to connect online. An avid reader, she enjoys mysteries as well as Young and Alive magazine for Christians. Emily is very happy about the services she's received from EBC. She'd like to see the organization expand. I want EBC to be able to offer more classes and services for people like me, she said. I'd like them to have the resources to hire more interpreters. She has found a way to help make her wish a reality by selling See's candy bars and assortments that she hand labels in Braille. I am a strong advocate for people with disabilities, Emily said. I was on the board of the American Association of the Deaf Blind and was able to raise $8,000 for them by selling See's products. I hope to be able to do the same for EBC. Her best customer purchased several thousand dollars worth to use at a convention. Emily sells the candies from home and through Facebook. She also sells them at EBC events. Her February 14th EBC Valentine's Day event was a sweet success. I want to see EBC grow. It changed my life.